happy Friday and welcome to Herapy. I've been a hot mess all over the place because I've been busy and doing all the things, but I'm back and I'm back with my friend, client, Lauren, who is a travel agent. And oddly enough, we were looking to see when she first started coming to me, and today is her anniversary, like to the day, which is crazy.
Insane.
Like 2017. How many years is that? Five? I don't feel like doing the math. No, six.
Wow.
17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22,
23. Yeah, 22. Six.
6 years. So happy 6 year anniversary.
Thank you.
I've planned my trips.
I have.
I've been a little bit of a hot mess during trip planning, and Lauren planned. She doesn't even know the story, so I wanted to tell her on the podcast. Do you know what I'm going to say?
No.
Okay. So she planned my mom's 60th birthday cruise. Like, was it January of last year
you booked that a while ago.
Okay. So first of all, sorry that my family is such a disaster, but we were trying to figure out who was going to go, the logistics of it, because when you're planning it with so many people, it's hard because everyone's schedules and price and like all the things. And we get down to like 3 months and Booj is trying to go and we couldn't get Booj booked. It just didn't work out. And then Lily was trying to go, my sister. It was not working out, y'all. Well, Lily ended up going and we had 10 days to get her booked. And I didn't even know it was like it was like down to the hour, basically.
Yeah. It was like the last possible time.
Literally. And I was like working too. And so Lily kept trying to text me. I was like, you're just going to have to text Lauren and figure this out. And basically Lily and I were like, we have family stuff going on. Like, can you please just do this? Okay. So the week before we left, Mike was in Florida for like a fishing trip. And I talked about this last week on the podcast. I told the story. But right before he left, some random girl's underwear show up in my laundry.
What?
Yeah. So I was like, that's weird. And at first, I didn't think they were his. I thought they were Lily's or Mike's mom's or my cousin's or like anybody else's. So I was like, okay, well, I'm obviously going to get a divorce because like and you're not coming with me on my trip.
Right.
So we were not in a good place, but turns out you need to listen to last week's episode. They were mine.
Oh, what?
I had forgotten. I had like cleaned out my underwear drawer. So I found the matching sets of those black pair and sent a picture to Lily and I was like, as soon as I saw those, I was like, oh my God, they came in a pack. And I sent her a picture of him. She's like, you better tell him. He was stressing. He was about to do a lie detector test, all the things. It was horrible. But it also worked out better because he was coming back from being gone for a fishing trip. And then he needed to be at home with Fisher because Mike's grandparents were going to have to do it. Yeah. So I was like, oh my God, Lauren is going to actually kill us. Because we were all messaging you be like, well, can you add her? And then it was like $3,000 for an interior room.
Right.
No. She was like, Lily was contemplating. I said, you are not.
That's crazy.
That was stupid. So I appreciate you. You're like more than accommodating.
Well, I feel like you and Lily had a blast from the pictures.
Oh my
I
God.
Saw.
We had the best time, like seriously. And I was telling like my family when we were going down there, Lauren has always like just you're so easy to work with. You really are.
Oh, good.
And every time we get in the room, there's either wine or champagne or like something. I'm like, oh my God, freaking Lauren just like hooks it up. So we get in, there's charcuterie and wine. Pumped. But no, we had a great time. It was good stops. The weather kind of sucked leaving, which I never had before.
Yeah,
like on a ship. But all in all, it was good. So
awesome.
Lauren is the best in the biz.
Yay.
Let's talk about, we don't have an agenda. So Lauren's like, I don't know what we're talking about. I'm like, I got you, boo. So Lauren has a business, The Travel Mechanic. Now, did you and your mom start it or how did that?
Well, my mom originally started
it. Your mom did.
Her name was Jenny Mechanic.
Okay.
So it worked really good for her. She just was like, I'm going to start The Travel Mechanic, a travel agency. Now, when I was a kid, though, we're from New York. She worked as a travel agent, like pre-9/11, where you have to go in and do like paper tickets that you couldn't book anything online.
Oh.
So she's like old school from like years and years. As a kid, my mom was a
travel that's what she
agent.
Did when you were like your whole childhood.
Yes. Yeah. She stayed at home for a little bit and then she did that.
Okay.
So super fun. I mean, I've traveled everywhere. Travel's in my blood.
Your kids have been more places than I think my brain could ever comprehend. Like, yeah. I'm not even kidding. They're so lucky.
Yeah, they are. They don't know how lucky they are, but yes,
but they will one day. Their friends are going to tell them. They're going to be like, are you kidding me? Just casually going to Mexico for the week. It's fine.
Right. Right. So, yeah, so I grew up just being in travel, so I just love it. So, yeah, my mom left New York. She moved down to South Carolina and was like, oh, my God, I'm bored. I can't do this. So that's when she started her own travel agency.
Is that when she stayed at home and then she was like, I want to start something?
So, no, when after we graduated.
Oh, okay.
Then she was like, my stepdad retired. They wanted to move to South Carolina, like golf and tennis every day and just like live the retired life. And
gotcha.
She's like, oh, sure, I'm on board. And then she's like, oh my God, I'm so bored. Yeah. I cannot do this.
Aww.
And then she started her own agency called The Travel Mechanic.
I love it. That's so cute.
Yeah.
And then how long before you joined?
So I joined in 2012.
Okay.
I was a teacher and I was totally burned out.
Wait, I don't think I knew that you were a teacher.
Really? Yeah.
I don't think so.
I taught for 10 years. And oh my God. I was like, I am so burned out. Yeah. I need to like not do this anymore. I needed a break. I was I went through I lost my baby.
Yeah.
So it was just really, really tough. My first child. So it was really tough. And I needed a break. So
something.
I needed something. So I went to go visit my mom. She's like, let's just do a girls' weekend, whatever. So I go visit her and she had this dream and she woke up and she's like, oh my God, you need to join and be a travel agent. She's like, you're so burned out. You're in a tough place. I want you to come on board and I want you to head up destination weddings and honeymoons. Because at this point I was like young. Everyone was getting married. I was sending all this business to my mom. And she's like, you need to do this. This is perfect. So I was like, oh, I
Were you married already? Yeah, you were married already, you guys.
Okay. Yeah. So we were married and I was just like, oh my God, this is amazing. So my husband, I tell him and he's like, stop yourself. Travel agents are not a thing. Like, it's a dying industry. No way. And my mom was like, we're going to prove this to you. If you give us the chance, we are going to prove this to you that you can make a living off of this.
All right.
And my husband
look at you now.
Yeah, we're a multi-million dollar agency. Yeah. I have a team of 15 people.
Girl, you crush it for real. You really do.
We'll see. But
And Lauren plans like way cooler trips than what we've ever done, y'all. I'm talking like she's doing like Greece and like all these fun places. I'm like, hey, can you book our cruise, please? She's like, oh my God, get out of here. Sure, Wendy, what's your budget? No, I'm just kidding. You've never made me feel like that. But you do plan really cool trips because I see your little... She's on social media, which we'll drop her handles too in that. But so then you just like, we're all in and you just did it.
Because I had to prove it to my husband.
Right.
Like, you know when someone gives you that challenge and I'm sign me up.
And well, it gives you that drive and that fire. And then your mom and you are probably like gassing each other up to like do the dang thing. Yeah, girl.
Yeah. The best. I mean, looking back, I'm like, this is so awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah. So now you have 15 people.
Yeah.
All right. And then are they remote? Like, how does that work?
So some of them are here in Raleigh.
Okay.
And then, some of them are remote. Our last two hires, one's from New Jersey and one's from Florida.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you work from home, but Lauren has been, I swear to God, every time I see your social media, you're featured something local. Like you get, which is great. And I love to see it because it's so hard in industries like that, that people don't think, a lot of people think, and I also thought this, and you can maybe like set the record straight. Cause I just had a conversation with a client. A lot of people think that like you pay your travel agent, but do you get kickbacks from the company? Like how does that work exactly?
Yeah. So we do. So like booking a cruise, same as what you would book online, but the cruise lines, for example, they have built in money that either goes to their website or Google Ads, or it goes to their travel agent, right? It's just like how they build business up.
So it's built into the fees already.
It's
no skin off anyone's back for using a travel agent.
No.
Yeah.
No. Now for the complicated, super complicated trips, I do charge a planning fee.
Because
when people are going to multi countries and all these logistics, I have to for my time. But no, most of it, like we just get
what they were going to pay someone anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I remember one time, I think you had just planned this really crazy trip and someone ghosted you and you were like, all my time is gone. And that's so crappy too, because it's like you put in all this time and energy and it's like, oh no, like now I did all this for nothing. You should take the trip then.
Right.
You should take it. <I know. laughs> Just take a $20,000 trip to Iceland or something, you know, and call it a day. No, that's awesome. And then obviously you guys travel as a family. Your kids probably are pro travelers.
They are. They're really good. They are. I can't complain. You know, they pack themselves now. Like I have trained them since they were, you know,
yeah.
I mean, babies, they can't pack themselves, but toddlers, like they pack their little airplane bags.
Stop.
And yeah, now they're good to go. They have their own luggage now. So that's a game changer when you travel with the kids.
I love it. What's the best luggage out there? I always see, is it Bays? B-E-I-S? Is that how you say it? Bays?
I don't know. I have an Away bag.
Okay.
So those come with like a charger and they're expensive for sure. So yeah. So I love it though. It has a lifetime guarantee. So if anything breaks, you return it and they send you a new one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I feel like I'm a good packer, or I want to be a good packer, but I don't think I am. I either pack super early to try to get ahead of it, and then I don't pack enough because I was too conservative with like my outfits, or, which usually happens, I throw everything in my bag and you get somewhere and it's buried in everything. And then you get home to unpack and you're like, oh my God, I didn't even know I had the outfit or this pair of earrings or whatever. And I overpack and you're like, cool, love that for me.
Yeah.
Just so annoying.
It's so tough. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It's really tough.
When we were coming off of our cruise, check this out. So I've been on a lot of cruises at this point.
Right.
And I've been to Mexico. Like I've been through customs before. We're getting off the cruise and my aunt was with me and Lily. My brother and my mom were a little ahead of us. And they get pulled to the side. My mom gets pulled to the side with immigration. And this is when we're coming back in the port in Miami or in Port Canaveral. And we're like, what's going on? She's like, I don't know. They won't tell me anything. And when I tell you, these cruise people were like so chipper the whole time, but he was not cracking a smile. And so my mom is like low key freaking out.
Yeah.
My aunt gets, me and Lily go through. We're good. Scan your passport, gone. And my aunt gets pulled. And she gets pulled to the side and they're like, y'all have to wait. You have to be escorted to immigration. We need to talk to you. And we're like, what is going on? That's never happened.
Oh my God.
Ever. And my mom used a certified copy of her birth certificate. And my aunt used a passport. Right. So we're like, well, maybe it was something with that. And they won't tell us anything. They make us all step aside. So we did get to bypass the line, which was cool.
Okay.
But everybody's staring at you and you're like, what is going on? They won't say anything. Oh, he wasn't even smiling. It was so different than the people that you experience on the ship.
Right.
So we get to the immigration office and we're sitting there or standing there and they split my mom and my aunt up.
What?
And on the elevator, mind you, we're all in there together. And my aunt starts crying because they knew at this point it was her. Whatever the issue was, it was for my aunt.
Oh,
and my mom was not understanding that they want both of y'all because y'all are in a room together. So y'all both have to go talk for whatever this problem is. My aunt starts crying. She's like, I just like, I didn't do anything. Like neither one of my aunt and my mom drink even. So we're like, well, it's not something you did or like got crazy and threw something over the balcony, like whatever. So we're like, what in the world? And they get down to the office. They split them to go question them.
Yeah.
Scary. And then they made us finally leave. And we were like, oh my God. So they come out. And my aunt had reported her passports lost a couple years ago.
Oh my God.
So they pulled her aside because they were like, whose passport are you using? And I can't remember if her license matched. I don't think her license matched up with her, but whatever. They took her passport and she could go. It was fine. They were like, you're good, just go. But you cannot report this loss and then use it. But we kept thinking like, oh my God, thank God that happened before. Because had we gotten down there and she wasn't able, why did they let her leave the country and like go into Mexico, go on the ship?
They probably didn't catch it on the way out. I mean, these are just like TSA people or like, I know they're government officials. But
I assume it's like all in a computer and you are like, oh, there's like a red flag. It like is. That happens in movies. They scan you like, oh, warrant out for, you know, whatever. And you're like, oh, no, can't.
Well, now they have like the face detection.
Right.
Too.
You just stand in front of it.
Yeah.
And they didn't catch it at all because when we were checking in for the cruise, they got our passports, they checked everything and like all that. And then
I've never heard that happen.
Isn't that scary?
Yes.
I was like, we are literally going to jail. Somebody is.
Oh my
God. And what did you do behind closed doors? But like we were all freaking out because I was like, oh my gosh. And we were trying to like play it cool. Like me and my brother on the elevator were like, it's just like a routine room check. And the guy wasn't saying anything. He's like, you idiots. He's probably thinking that we stole someone's passport in Mexico.
Oh my God.
But when they took it or whatever, literally that man, once they verified it was her, he was like all right, y'all have a good day. Like chipper again. And we're like, oh my God. Can you believe that?
That's scary.
So they took it, and she's actually going on a Disney cruise with my cousin in like a week. So she had to like figure that out.
Yeah, maybe use a, like
her birth certificate. Yeah. She was going to try to expedite. This was obviously a few weeks ago. She was going to try to expedite it because she did for my cousin. And I don't know whatever happened, but how insane is that?
That's insane. I mean, you should bring two forms of
ID. Okay, I thought about that after. I was like, now, from now on, I will always travel with my birth certificate.
Yeah.
Because I never even thought about that. Like, I've always thought if I lost it, but I had my license and they can, like, hopefully call it and see. But now, God forbid.
No, but you don't want to lose your birth certificate. No. I tell people to make a photocopy.
Oh, does that count?
Well, no, but let's say you have a passport in case something happens.
Okay.
Your passport gets stolen. Like in my documents, I send everyone, mm-hmm. not that everyone reads them, but you have a copy of your passport.
Okay.
In your luggage, just zip it in there and never touch it. But at least you have it.
Gotcha.
As backup. If your passport gets stolen and you have to go to the embassy, it's just.
Yeah. That is literally like my worst nightmare. I'm not even kidding. I don't know why immigration feels so scary to me. And like in the office, I swear to God, y'all, it was like the basement of this place and people were like staring at you. And then they made us go and wait outside and people kept being like, are y'all here for something? Or like, we're like, yeah, we're waiting for them. Like, we're like, stop talking to us. But after we like got out and everything was good, we're like, well, we did pass the whole line. I mean, maybe it was because we did karaoke. We're like, we're the stars of the show, y'all. Like, we hit the karaoke club every night. So they let us off. But no, we were like, oh my God. Like, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
So
scary.
What is like, what's the worst, like biggest nightmare of something you've ever heard of like happening? Do you have any?
I mean, yeah, like it's the worst when someone, I have gotten calls and they're at the airport at TSA and they don't have the right
documents.
Either their passport expires.
Oh my God.
And people don't realize because some countries you have to have like 3 months validity. And
oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I mean, we tell everyone 6 months because I get so nervous.
Just like, in case.
Just in case. Because some countries want 6 months. So,
that's crazy.
That's crazy for sure. So yeah, just having the right documentation, I feel like is stressful. So
it is. When we were leaving my house to go on the cruise, we drove and honest to God, it felt like everything was against us. Like my aunt, my mom picked me and my brother up and his wife at like 6 a.m. As a habit, I want to see my license, my passport. I want to look at it before I even leave to go to the airport always.
Right.
So as a joke, we're pulling out of my driveway. And I was like, all right, everybody, get your eyeballs on your passport. And my aunt's like, oh my God, my passport's out. They live an hour away.
Stop.
And I was like, okay. I thought she was joking.
Oh my
God. So I was like, yeah, right. She's like, no, I'm dead serious. I don't have my passport. So we went 2 hours out of the way to get it. Thank God we did because everything happens for a reason. We ended up breaking down on the way. She wanted to drive her van, which was fine because like, I was like, whatever, great.
Right.
Thank God we got delayed because we broke down the exit of Lily's work. Like her.
Oh my
God. How insane. Had we been on time, we wouldn't have been. So her, what's the thing? The alternator went out. So we're driving down the highway and it just won't work. The car won't work.
Oh my God.
So I was like.
What are you on, 95?
Or? Yes, on 95. And we're like, are you serious right now? Lily was waiting at Bucky's for like 2 hours. We're like, girlfriend, go home. Like, we're not going to be able to pick you up until like 4 hours later. So we end up getting her van towed. We waited on the side of the highway for three and a half hours.
Oh my God.
Get her van towed. Lily's boyfriend's mom let us, one of her friends just let us borrow his Suburban. Just let us borrow it. We were like, what?
To drive down to Florida?
Yes. I'm not even kidding. It was a shit show getting there and it felt like everything. And then all in all for the passport thing to be the thing that kept us from like, we're like, oh my God. So documentation is just, now I'm like, I have PTSD.
Yeah,
so now, but good to know 6 months. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I know. There's so many little details. So
yeah.
That's a lot.
So my 40th birthday, not this year, but next year, I want to go back to the excellence that you planned.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I love a good all-inclusive.
Okay. Me too. And I'm more of an all-inclusive versus a cruise.
Okay.
And Lauren planned for my other sister-in-law's bachelorette party. I don't even know. I think you suggested the resort and I had been to Cancun before and stayed at the, I think it was the Excellence, Excurre, whatever that one is in Playa Carmen or whatever.
Oh, you stayed there.
Uh-huh. In 2006. So I stayed there. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
Stayed for 8 days. It was amazing. Oh my God.
It is amazing.
And so in my mind, I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to go. And we even went down to like Coco Bongo. Like we went out downtown. Yes. It was really fun.
Yes.
And I remember like driving down the roads and there was like mud houses with like goats tied up outside. Like that was so crazy. That was literally foreign, no pun intended, to me to see that. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But then that resort was like top notch.
Right.
So in my mind, I had high expectations.
Yeah.
So Lauren suggests the Excellence, what's it called? Excellence Mujeres.
Playa Mujeres.
Yes. And y'all walk in and maybe I was just younger and I don't remember, but this place blew out the ex-Caray for me.
Really?
Yeah. We walk in, and maybe it's because they had champagne waiting for us. They had the little tray, you check in.
Oh, I love it.
And this resort was stunning. There was a lazy river through it.
Right.
We had the best views. I think I sent you photos.
Yeah.
It was insane.
So pretty.
So Lily and I were in a room. Lily and I travel really well together. We have a very similar travel style. We're both chill when it comes to like our day-to-day. We get up at the same times and all that. Well, we have decided we're going back for my 40th. So Yay! We're going to need you to plan that.
Oh my God. Amazing.
We're going to have to get you to plan it because I'm telling you, this place was like, oh my God, it was so beautiful.
It is so pretty. But you know what? There's a new resort opening right near there. It's actually in Cancun.
Okay.
But this place is going to be amazing. It's called Ava.
Okay.
And I'm actually going in September.
Oh,
for this award show that I got. So they are sending invites to the brand new, it's just opening in June. So I'm going in September. They kind of do these soft openings for hotels like this.
Okay.
But this resort is all oceanfront.
Oh.
And there's a lagoon on the backside. So you have the sunrises and the sunsets.
Oh my gosh.
There are like 25 restaurants. Like you'll never go to all the restaurants. There's nightclubs in there. There's adults only sections.
Wow.
I mean, this place is going to be
okay. Well, then you'll have amazing. To report back and maybe that will be because
so but I love the Excellence too.
Yeah. And it was, we had a great time and we actually met friends. It's funny. Every trip Lily and I have gone on, we've met friends and we still keep in touch to this day. So this love girl that I met in the pool at the Excellence, she was getting married and they go every year they've done that for 10 years. And then they got married when we were down there. And so now I keep up with her this past year and the year before, like when we met her, she's sent us the link to her like trip. She's like, y'all need a book, like go ahead and book because it's cheaper. And they go, like I said, every single year, they still do it. But now maybe I'll have to tell her about this place.
Yeah, like, there's so many resorts opening. That's why I go to Mexico all the time. Cause I'm like, I gotta
see. Okay. I love Mexico. Resorts. Why do people shit on Mexico?
I have no idea.
I love Mexico.
Same.
And when I tell you, when people ask me like a place to go, I'm not, so the cruise thing I love, cause I can see a bunch of places.
For
and
sure.
At this point I feel like I've seen every island in the Caribbean. Now I love the Eastern Caribbean for cruises. I love St. Kitts and St. Thomas, those. I don't love a Western Caribbean cruise cause it's such a long way to get there and then back, but all inclusive, I'm going to Mexico.
Hell yeah.
Every single time. And I want a margarita. And the margaritas there are just like the spicy margs.
So
you're never hungover. Me and Lily were like, how are we not hungover? But it's so pure.
Yeah.
You know, they're not putting crap in it.
No, it's not like a sour mix.
Oh my God. No, it's lime juice and jalapeno and all that. So I love Mexico. But people are like, oh my God, you don't feel unsafe. No, I don't feel unsafe. There's places here I feel more unsafe than Mexico. I love Mexico. And you had set us up with like a party bus for Haley's bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And they had like beer on the bus. And like, I was like, what is this life? Like, sign me up.
Yeah.
So Mexico is like it's not expensive to go to.
No.
I don't think at all.
No. That's where the value is. And the food, like the drinks, love.
Yeah.
The food, so good.
It's
like
so good.
Like the best tacos. I mean, it's just like all legit. So good.
And so Lily and I were like eating bread like at the end of the day. And we're like, it tastes so different. But it's because they don't put a whole bunch of crap in their bread either. And even then, you're not like overly bloated. You feel good just as a whole. Because again, we're not like, our FDA is a hot mess here, y'all. They're just pumping crap into all of our stuff. But never one time did we feel hungover or like gross, sluggish, whatever. So yeah, the value that you get out of Mexico, and it's beautiful.
It's so pretty. The beaches are amazing. And where you say like Playa Mujeres, so gorgeous. Yes. More resorts are opening up there.
Good.
There's even more excursions. I'm dying to go to Isla Contoy. So it's even further than Isla Mujeres. So Isla Mujeres is like a
big thing for the day.
For the day.
Yep.
But that's getting super crowded.
Well, the resorts were already super crowded.
Yeah. So now they have all these resorts there. Totally misses the vibe.
Yeah.
So the newest place to go is Isla Contoy, which is a little bit further.
Okay.
Not that, like, you could do it in a day trip.
Yeah.
And like pristine beaches. Like no one is there yet.
Yes.
So maybe for your fourth, you guys should go up there.
Because we took the day trip. We took like a party twister boat.
Okay. Right.
Oh my God. So we take this boat literally called like the party twister, and it's this yellow boat. It's giving like Baywatch vibes, but just you get on there. There ain't no seatbelts though. And they're doing these little twisties and going super fast, like a speedboat.
Yeah.
It was fun. We had a buzz, so it didn't bother us as much. Yeah. When I tell you, and I've seen some really beautiful places, we got to this place going like halfway, because it was only like a 20 minute. It was really close. We get out in the water. I have never in my life seen water that looked like that. Never. And I have been, like I said, everywhere. It was the most like turquoise. I took a photo and we were all tripping. And so I asked the guy, I said, how is this water? How deep is this? He was like 150 feet.
Oh,
and you're like,
God.
What? And he said, it's because the way that the sun reflects the sand, it's such a pure bottom. There's no debris. There's no pollution. The way that it reflects the actual water, that's why you get that. And I was like, we all just stood there and we were like mesmerized. It was just unbelievable. We had a great time on the island. And we had the girl that I said that we met, they go all the time too. And she had set us up with her local guy that he took us on two golf carts.
Yeah, that's a popular thing.
It was super cool. Actually, the photos over there are of that island of Lily and I. And so we went, and he, for like $50 each girl, like took us a whole day through like the cemeteries and the cliffs. And like he took us to the Soggy Peso. Have you been there?
No.
Okay, it looks like a total like shithole. But when I tell you, he was like, it is the best Mexican food that you're going to get. Oh, yeah. Anywhere. He's like, you're going to walk in. And it was really cool. It was like, there was a pool, but you wouldn't swim. It was like just jungly looking.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then in the place that you eat, there was a North Carolina banner actually, like for the school, like they had all sports stuff. There was dollars on the wall. People signed it. Like,
cool.
It was so cool. And it was on the water. Now that beach was not one that you'd like want to go jump in, 'cause like boats pull up.
Right. Right.
It was so good. Me and Lily still talk about the nachos to this day. So places like that, I love because it's just one of those, you would never just go there. And if you didn't know about it, but I would say like the resorts there, they were pretty and the water was nice. Very crowded. Like you said, it's just over.
It's overdone.
And it was a little older, right? Like it looked a little bit older. I mean, it was cool, but now I'm excited to try to go to, you have to report back.
I will.
So
absolutely.
Dead.
Absolutely.
I want to go. Now I want to go. Now I don't want to be here. I want to just go to freaking Mexico.
We should.
Dang. Okay. So your business, let's talk about that for a little bit.
Because
I feel like I'm just chatting away about my life and travels. All right. Your business. So you started that with your mom.
Yeah.
And are you the only one in your family that works there?
Yes.
Okay. So just you.
Yeah.
And do your girls show any interest in maybe wanting to do this? They're young, but.
Yeah. Oh, no. My oldest.
She wants to.
Sure.
Yeah. She does.
She loves it.
I mean, so. God, I have such a different respect for travel agents because this cruise that I planned along with you, but it was the first time I've ever had to logistically get the hotel. All of it. Let me tell you something.
And rein everyone in. You had a lot of different ages and people.
Oh my God.
And
well, yeah. And just locking people in to like, we had like so many group messages because it was the original group. Then it was condensed. Then this person's not in. Then this, you know, that in itself is tough.
Yeah.
And then when we were getting there, I had to figure out like the hotel parking. And I originally booked, I went on like Royal Caribbean Parkin and I didn't realize it took me to a third party website. So I booked parking there, but it was off site.
Okay.
So once I realized that, I was like, crap, I want to park on the, in the port.
In the lot. Yeah.
And when I lived in Florida, we did cruises like randomly, but for like $150 and you drove there, but I couldn't remember. It'd been so long since I hadn't flown. I was like, I don't remember how we did it. I canceled that one. Well, they take $25 because they take the $12.99 daily fee, then a $7.99 cancel fee, even a week out. I was annoyed, but whatever. So then I rebooked through Cruise Parking. I did find on their website and got that booked. And then the hotel, getting it close proximity, but not like, oh my God, girl. Right.
It's a lot.
Literally give kudos. I was telling a client this past week about you. I was like, I don't know how people do it and get it to where like flights are involved and making sure flights are booked in the time that it needs to and the layovers, like all, like I cannot.
And the logistics, like it's just, it is a lot. I mean, we do this every day, but I do have an assistant. Like we have, cause you do need two set of eyes on some things when it's a lot of components.
Yeah.
Like a European trip with all the trains and the countries and all of that. It's a lot.
Right. And like even traveling to like France, if you don't speak French, which a lot of people don't, how like Americanized is it? Is it easy to travel there and like understand?
Well, they don't like American.
No, at all. So they don't. They're like, y'all need to get out of here.
Yeah.
Take your French fries and go back to America and shut up. No, no.
When you're in big cities, it's way easy. Everyone speaks English, right? Okay. When you go out into the countryside, that's where you're going to find some challenges and things like that.
Which is a huge perk because it's cheaper, right? To like take transportation to other places. And it's basically like, if you're in North Carolina, you can go to Virginia, you can go to South Carolina in about 2 hours.
Right.
There, you know, it's like, depending on where you're at, you can go to Germany for the day. You could go here, you can go there, and you're like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, planning and like getting there.
Yeah. The trains and like they go on strike. Like there's always something.
Oh.
It's popular in Europe. Yeah. Especially in the summer. I'm like worried.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
They just go on strike like randomly and they're like all used to this. They're like, oh, yeah, they're on strike today. Okay.
Meaning on strike, like they don't go to work because they're pushing something like to get. No way. Yeah.
It's like crazy.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Get a flex ticket, get travel insurance. Like,
oh, travel insurance. Got to get the travel insurance.
It's so annoying to pay for, but.
I mean, no, it's very important. No. Do you remember when I got pregnant? I didn't book this one through you.
Oh, yeah.
This is why I was like, I will never use anybody but Lauren again. Right. Remember that?
Yeah, that whole like
oh, group my God. Trip. Yeah, it was a big group trip. And Mike and I got married in August. I got pregnant in October and our trip was in January. And it was not advised by my doctor that I would go because of Zika. Right. And I was like,
oh, my God.
Yeah. So I was like, what? And they were like, sorry, like, we just don't think. And then you start Googling that. Anyway, it was not worth it.
Right.
Well, I didn't get travel insurance, Mike and I. So I was like, are you kidding me? And I found out outside of the 90-day window. So I had plenty of time from that perspective.
Right.
But that travel agent was like, too bad. Nope. She gave us a credit for like $200 for our next one, which was so annoying. And yes, it was our problem and our fault because we should have just gotten travel agent or travel insurance and we didn't, but we didn't know.
Right.
You better believe now I'm like, okay, like at this point it does suck to pay for it, but it's worth it. You never know.
So worth it. I hear so many nightmare stories. I mean, people just have to cancel. Like no one thinks they actually are going to cancel their trip.
You don't plan a trip and in the event that you're like, well, I might cancel it, but I'm not sure. No, you plan it thinking I'm going to do this.
Right.
Oh my God. Okay. So, what is a resort? Like, have you ever been anywhere that you were like, ooh, this is not, cause you know, photos, we'll be getting catfished.
Right.
And you show up and the photos online look amazing and you roll up somewhere and you're like, I'm sorry. No.
Yeah. So I recently went to Hawaii.
Oh yeah.
And, I had my friends that I've known them for years and years. We lived together in DC. We taught together. She was like my teacher bestie. But, you know, fast forward, we have families. They're from California. So they moved back and then we moved down here to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, hey, I'm going to Hawaii. I know you guys love it. Like, do you want to meet us? She's like, I don't know. I'm teacher. Like, what are the dates? The dates we were going fall over their fall break.
Okay.
Like randomly. So she had that week off. She's like, we're going. So I'm like, perfect. So we go to Kauai first. Gorgeous places. I mean, we stayed at a 5-star villa that I won at a trip at an event. So I was like, you guys have to come. I have a 3-bedroom villa, 5-star. You're coming. So we do that. And then for East Coasters, you do not go all the way to Hawaii for one island. So
right.
after 4 days there, I'm like, we'll go over to the Big Island. I've never been to the Big Island.
Is that map? Where is the Big Island?
The Big Island is the Big Island.
Oh, it's called the Big Island?
Yes, it's called the Big Island. Oh. It's where...
I'm like, is that Maui? You're like, no. Is Maui in Hawaii? Yes.
Yes, there's four islands in Hawaii.
Okay.
There's Maui.
Yep.
There's where Honolulu is.
Yep.
And then there... That's Oahu, sorry.
Oahu, yeah.
There's Kauai. And then the fourth one is the Big Island.
Yes, okay.
And that's where the big volcano is. Kona Brewery's there.
And you take like little planes, right? Like two... Yeah. Oh my God. Quick little super planes. Cool.
So we did Kauai. We had an amazing time. I mean, living it up, infinity pool, ordering the drinks. Like we felt amazing. Five star resort, like hello. So then we go to the Big Island and I knew because I booked it. I knew that it wasn't going to be as nice. I knew because it was like a 3.5 star, but I was like, this is fine. Everyone's on a budget. Like, because Hawaii's expensive.
Very expensive.
So they gave me this resort, gave me amazing agent rate. Let me bring my friend. So I got 2 agent rate rooms. So guys, we're going dirt cheap. It was like $99 a night.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm like, we're doing this, right? In my mind, I'm like, this makes sense. We live it up.
Yeah.
Do the whole like bougie, living it up in Kauai. Then we go over to the Big Island. And there's a lot to do in the Big Island. So you're going out and this resort is amazing for families because they have this huge pool, water slides, like everything for the kids. So when I'm booking this, I'm like, this makes so much sense. It's cheap. The kids are going to love it because we had our kids in tow.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. So we get there and we had a later flight. So we didn't get in. It was dark. And honestly, never arrive at a resort in the darkness because it's just a different vibe.
Yeah.
And you're out of storage. You don't know where you are.
And also it looks probably so different. I mean, lights can do a lot, right? Like throw some little neon light here and there, a little highlight here. You're like, oh, this is nice.
Right.
So roaches are hidden. I'm just kidding. I'm not saying anything about roaches, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So we pull up, like by the time we got the rental car and the whole thing, like it was a long, even though it was a short flight, it was still just like the kids, all the shit, you know?
Yes.
So we get there and I knew that the resort was going to be under renovation.
Okay.
So I was like, ooh, okay. I didn't realize they didn't have a lobby. Like it was worse.
They're like, it's the tent. Head to the tent. Oh no.
So I'm checking in and she's like, oh, I've upgraded you guys. You're in an ocean front and you get the club level. So we do get access to this gorgeous club, breakfast included. So when you're with kids and you're in Hawaii, I'm like, all right, this is
cool,
good.
Yeah.
We were exhausted. And she's like, oh, and 2 free drink tickets. And I'm like, oh my God, this lady's hooking me.
You're like, I am like known here. I am Beyonce.
Yeah. So I go to Leah. I'm like, we are getting hooked up. Like we got an oceanfront room.
It didn't have a wall, did it? So
we get up there, guys. And it looks like the room looks like a Holiday Inn. Okay. I'm talking orange. Bed spreads, popcorn ceiling. I mean, there was carpeting in there.
Oh,
she was like, I can't stay here. I'm freaking out. And I'm like, shit, no. Like,
yeah,
I'm okay to suck it up. Like, it was clean.
Wear
okay?
your shoes, but yes.
Wear your shoes. Right.
It's clean, but it's just a hot mess. Yeah.
It was a hot mess. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Now it's like 9 o'clock. We got the kids. I'm like,
I'm sure they're tired. Y'all are tired.
We're like so tired. I'm like, Leah, we just got to go to bed. Like, I don't know what to do. We had like spiked kombuchas. I was like, let's just chug these and like go to bed.
Go to bed, yes.
So I was like, we will deal with it in the morning. Meanwhile, I am frantically looking up other resorts. There are gorgeous resorts, but they're expensive. They're at least $600 a night.
I was going to say, they're not $99 right. with 2 free drink tickets.
Right. And club access.
Hey, listen, you get what you pay for, girl.
Yes, you do. So she was like, she couldn't sleep and I feel terrible. I'm like, Leah, she's like, I don't mean to be like this, but I wasn't expecting this.
Yeah.
And I learned my lesson. Like I really needed to set her expectations.
Yeah.
Coming from like 5-star amazingness. And now we're in this place. So we do wake up the next morning. We are in oceanfront suites. It is a gorgeous view.
Right.
And she gets okay with it because we do go to the club level. They have full breakfast for us. So
like the amenities were nice.
The kids played in the pool for 5 hours. Okay. And we ordered Mai Tais. I was like, another round, another round.
Just keep them going. We're in the upgraded 1980 suite. So let's just keep going. So we will not even care.
We won't care.
Get your friend drunk. So she'll just pass out.
Yeah. So basically that's what we did. And the kids freaking loved it. Oh. And all in all, it was good.
You should have did it reverse where you stayed there first and then whenever. Because it is harder to like, whenever you upgrade, I say this all the time, like even for example, for the cruise, getting from a porthole to a balcony, we don't do we do only balconies now. There's no way to go backwards. You don't go backwards. Can't. And the next thing you know, you're doing a junior suite. Then you're then you're buying the captain's quarters,
right.
But you cannot go backwards. So, and I think as we get older too, and I'm sure you probably experience this booking trips, you get the younger crowd that doesn't care. We've all been there. You don't give a crap. You go to Myrtle Beach and you stay at this resort, hotel, motel, whatever. Yeah. And you're like, ugh. And then you look back, you're like, how did I even like sleep there or walk there or whatever? And as you get older, your taste does change. And then you have kids and then that part of it. So yeah, I mean, I get that, but I definitely have stayed in some sketchy places that I was like, how did I not catch a disease? Like what? But that's cool that I've never been to Hawaii. I would love to go to Hawaii. I have always heard it's super expensive. It is beautiful. But yeah, it's just one of those places that you do it the right way. You don't, like you said, you don't go and stay in one spot. You kind of island hop literally because you're there and it's such a long way for us. So we have to go to like California and then to Hawaii.
Yeah, but from Raleigh, like listeners that are in Raleigh, you fly to Dallas-Fort Worth and there's direct flights from there. I also did, so that makes sense. Yeah. So it's one stop and it's big, nice planes.
Yeah.
If you do it via LAX, they give you the small, crappy planes and no meals and all of that. So try to go through Dallas-Fort Worth.
How long is it from Dallas to get there?
I believe it's only like a 6-hour flight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. Okay, speaking of flights, have you seen all this stuff in the news about these freaking Boeing airplanes? What's going on?
What the heck is going on with that?
And why are doors flying off the plane? I was telling somebody recently, I'm like, I thought that was always a myth that like it could happen. And then if it did happen, I always thought you would get sucked out of the plane. That's what we were told. If there's a hole in the plane, you're going to get sucked out, which I guess thinking about it, people that skydive, they don't, but whatever, whatever. But now with social media, you can see things and it's like the whole ass panel is gone and people are still calm. How?
I don't know.
What? That's insane. I keep seeing these videos and it's happening a lot right now. So I don't know what's going on. And then Boeing specifically, they're saying are not manufactured properly or something.
And then that guy died. Like that is creepy. Like, what is
they were like, he came clean and was like saying, guys, this is not right. Like watch, you know, And then all of a sudden he had, I think they said it was suicide, right? Wasn't it self-inflicted?
I don't know. I never.
Okay. Oh, I think I that's what they said. It was like in his car, like there.
Oh,
I don't know.
My God.
Listen, fact check y'all. If you're listening to this, you already know I'll be spreading false info on an accident. But whatever the reason, I'm like, you see these videos now and with social media, you can see things like that. Whereas I used to live in oblivion. I didn't even want to think about it. I just pretended it didn't happen because you didn't know or you watched it on a movie and it was so rare.
Yeah.
No, it's like people share these. And again, they're just sitting ever so calmly in their seat.
That's insane. And get Boeing is like the biggest airline, whatever.
Right. And then I'm like reading comments because, you know, you got to head to the comment section and like see what people are sounding off about. And people are like, oh my God, I canceled my flight. I'm rearranging my flight schedule to the different airline. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
I think Boeing does all of it planes though.
Do they?
I don't know. Something to research.
Oh my gosh. Well, either way, I don't know what is going on with that, but
it's the
737 or something. Yeah. I don't know. It's the big one. And then of course everybody's like Airbus all the way. Airbus all the way. I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, ideally, I feel like little planes don't always make it to their destination more. I feel like you see a lot of those, which
like helicopters.
Which is really a helicopter. I was never good at math, but like the fundamentals of a propeller spinning above, like that just seems like something could short out too quickly. I need some backups. Yeah. I need a backup engine. I need some extra wings. I need to be able to coast down. Helicopters are a little sketch, in my opinion. But, you know, you see people on vacation in Hawaii and they helicopter ride, or in Alaska. Oh, my God. Over a glacier.
Oh, I mean, amazing so views. Cool. Yeah.
But I don't know. I'd probably need like a freaking margarita to chug before I got on the helicopter because I'd be hyperventilating.
Yeah.
Same. Have you had any scary stories like that where you were traveling and something bad happened to like you or your group or no?
No, I did get really sick going to on the plane. I all of a sudden from here to Hawaii, it was like recently, and I don't know what it was. I started getting so nauseous, like, but my head, and I was like, I'm like, get my husband. So I was sitting with my daughter and he was with my other daughter.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I feel so sick. Like I was about to pass out, and I never pass out. Like I have never passed out in my life.
Oh gosh.
So I'm trying to get his attention. I'm like, babe, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. So I'm like, get the stewardess. Like, what do you do? I'm on a plane. Right. We are not at our destination yet. And the stewardess comes over. He's like, ma'am, we can land this plane if we need to. Because I was so sick. I couldn't speak. I was just like, God. Oh my God. I started like sweating. I'm like, something's going on.
That is so wild.
I don't know. I did have a drink on the plane, but I didn't think that would do. I don't know. So they started getting me like cold presses. He's like, we can land the plane. Just let me know. And I'm like, holy crap, we are not landing.
Can you imagine having to walk of shame off that plane?
No, I would have.
I mean, that's the equivalent to your kids shitting in the pool on a cruise or somewhere, and they have to shut it down. I feel like cruise is the worst place because you just can't fly. I don't even know. But like being that mom, and listen, it happens. It happens, and it's fine. I would melt into the ground, but I can't imagine being like, okay, yep, you're gonna have to land this plane. Like, I just can't.
So then my other daughter, she starts crying. She's like, mommy's not good. Mommy's not good. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to pull it together. So they brought like the cold presses, and I don't know. I passed out. I did fall asleep. I fell asleep on the seat, but I was conscious. Like, I just slept. And then next thing I know, we had landed. So we weren't that far.
You took the shortcut. Just landed real quick.
I was
just
like, I've got to get this together. This was at the beginning of the trip.
But you didn't have any more spells of that?
I slept and hydrated. Like, my husband was like, I think you were just super dehydrated. I don't know.
Oh, the vodka tonic didn't work? That's not hydration?
I thought that counted.
You're like, I put water in the vodka. Like, does that not work? No? Okay. Dang, that's scary, though. That would be one of the scariest things, though, like on a plane, like having a medical emergency.
Where do you go? Yeah.
Where do you go?
Right.
You're already close to heaven, though. So maybe if something happens. But no, oh my God, landing. Can you imagine?
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Land the plane, sir. Sorry. And then you like stand up. Everybody's looking at you. So mad. But if you're over the ocean, where are you landing?
Right.
Turning around?
We were near LAX. So
okay. Yeah. All right.
We weren't that far off.
Well, still.
I mean, that is scary going to Hawaii, going over to like Europe. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're over water.
I always think about if I had a medical emergency in a country that maybe doesn't have, you know, Duke healthcare. Like, you know, we live in the best of the best.
We do.
We take it for granted. Like, even when I moved to Florida, I would always think about that. I'm like, gosh, there's not a lot of like really great like experts medically here.
Right.
We're so lucky. And then when you go places, when you're younger, you don't think about it. No. But as we get older, it's like, okay, if you broke your arm or like, I don't know what happened. I was just running to the pool. I'm like, my ankle snapped in half. But I mean, usually I'm not thinking about that. I'm like, where's the mimosa bar?
Yeah.
And then you don't care. But
All right.
Last little bit, but is there anywhere that you're dying to go, like that you haven't been, that you're like, I have to get here?
Oh God, that's so hard.
Yeah.
I am going to Italy.
You
next
are?
Month.
Have you ever been?
I have been.
Okay.
But my husband and kids have not.
Ooh, see, so. Y'all, do you see what I'm saying? The freaking kids are like world travelers. Okay, so they're going to go.
They're coming.
Nice.
Yes, we rented a villa in Tuscany for five
nights.
Oh
my gosh.
We're doing Florence. We're doing Rome. Like, you know, major stuff.
Yes.
But I'm counting down the days.
How long are you going for?
Like 10, 11 days, actually. They canceled our flight, so I had to rebook. It was a mess because I already used a small airport. So, you know, we got all all stuff going on.
Yeah.
But got it done. So I had to convince my husband to take off another day of work.
Darn.
Yeah.
Oops. I've always heard, though, if you're going to go to like Italy, Greece, all those places, you really do need at least 10 days.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's like, sure. You got to get there and you want to do at least 10 days, 14 preferably. But that is tough to do, obviously. I mean, not everyone can be like, okay, I'm going for 14 days to take off work and to pay for that. But that is... Greece is like one of those trips for me that that's like a bucket list.
You need to go.
Yeah. And Mike would never go because he hates flying. And as I've gotten older, flying is definitely, I hate flying now.
Okay.
And I never was like that. I never got anxious. It's like getting older, becoming a mom, seeing the freaking TikToks of the door fly off doesn't help.
Stop watching those.
I know. They make their way on my algorithm. I don't know why they're being put there. Like, how did we get here, guys? But I do want to go, and I want to do a girls trip. So me and some girlfriends are talking about it, so I'll have to let you know.
I plan a bunch of girls trips to Greece.
You did?
Yeah.
Is that not one of those places that you see a photo from everybody, and you know it's not edited? It truly is.
Oh, it's stunning. That beautiful. Stunning.
That is one of those places you see, like, the landscaping, and it's exactly like what you see.
It's really pretty. And you island hop. It's so easy taking, like, we have these high speed ferries that we book for our clients. So you can go island to island. It's like ultimate island hop.
Catch me in Mykonos. Goodbye. Yes. See ya. Leave me alone. Yes. No, that would be such a bucket list item. But that is, isn't that like an 8-hour flight or longer?
Yeah. Eight? I mean, you have connections. Yeah, it's long. And it's expensive.
It is, yeah.
So you got to save for that one.
Yeah, that's going to be good. But I'm going to do it.
Do it.
Gonna do it.
My bucket list is Tahiti.
Ooh, yeah.
I have not been. I feel this feeling like I am going to go. I book a lot of Tahiti. I booked 3 Tahiti trips recently. Yeah, they're all flying. They're all going soon.
Oh,
yeah. And
nice.
I used to book because I had a lot of clients in California. It's only 8 hours from LA.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So a lot of people from LA would go. It's harder on the East Coast.
Sure. That's the thing. But like, when you look at a globe, again, this is going to sound so crazy. A client and I'm not joking, y'all. About a month and a half ago, we were talking about travel. And we're sitting there, and I was like, I've never just looked at a globe as a grown up. And it's very fascinating to look at a globe and see where you are, because you learn about it in school, but I didn't care. You know, you didn't travel. You didn't really care. And then you start really looking at it, and you're like, oh my God, like, we're really close here. We're really far from there. Or like, you see where Africa is. You see where Iceland is, the North Pole, like real places. And then somehow I got on the Wikipedia of Iceland.
Ah.
And isn't Iceland's the one that you can't actually live on, right?
No, you can.
Okay.
No, Greenland.
Greenland. Oh.
Is one. I mean, I think you can live on there.
Okay, there's somewhere that you can't live, and we were literally tripping on it. Let me look it up, because
look it up.
I swear to God, we were on, there's no form of life. Like, you can't live there, but polar bears, it's so cold.
Is it Antarctica?
Oh, I bet it was.
A lot of people, there's a lot of cruises.
You can go for the day.
Oh.
But you can't go there. Hold on.
Crazy.
It's the South Pole.
Yeah.
It's virtually uninhabited, ice covered landmass. So then me and my client are like, oh my God, what if you get on the one plane there and it breaks down and there's not a mechanic? There's not gas.
You probably have to raft out. They probably have like an emergency.
Oh.
A lot of cruises do go there, but it's also really rough to get there. Going through Drake's Passage is well known for being like sickness for everyone.
Spencer and I just talked about that on our other podcast a couple weeks ago. Drake's Passage.
It
keeps showing up on my TikToks.
Yeah, so they send a bunch of influencers there.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Like Trusted Travel Girl, there's a bunch of them. I know a bunch of agents, they're really trying to sell because it's expensive.
Oh, for sure.
It is so expensive. So I did book one. I had clients go.
You did?
Yeah. I had clients go in November. It was like her bucket list thing.
Oh,
she's
for
like
sure.
retired. She's like, we're doing this. But yeah, so they have sent a lot of influence. I've seen it on my Instagram.
That's so crazy to me.
That like everyone's now talking about like Africa. Antarctica.
Yeah.
Like it's
so crazy.
Down the street. It's like super involved.
It's insane to me, y'all, when you look at the globe. It's on the very, is it the bottom?
Yeah, that's the bottom.
Literally the bottom of the earth, y'all. Like, how do we not fall off gravity?
Crazy.
But you got to read their Wikipedia because it is actually so fascinating. And me and my client went down this whole rabbit hole of this. And it's just insane because it's like negative. God, why do they have to put it in freaking Celsius? Negative 128.6 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm sorry, excuse me, what?
Crazy.
Like, that is, what?
People, and then people, a big thing to do there too, is to jump in the water. Do the ultimate polar plunge.
How do you not freeze immediately?
Well, you have a tie on you. They harness you.
That literally gives me chills. I'm serious. From like an anxiety perspective.
Yeah. They chain you up like you're bungee jumping.
No.
And then you jump into the water and they pull you back in case you get shocked or whatever. I don't know. There's like a lot of training too on that cruise. Like you do have to listen. God.
Yeah. They're like, don't get in and swim. You're going to literally die in 14 minutes. But I mean, it's crazy. No, that's really cool that you had someone go there. But yeah. The Drake's Passage thing, you see these videos of them going through it and they record it and it's unbelievable. I mean, that's a fear. Like that's freaking Titanic vibes.
Yeah.
And then you wake up though and it's, you see their video and you're like, oh my God. But getting there, you know, obviously is like.
Right. That you can fly over. But, you know, cha-ching.
Yeah, they're probably like,
for, the flyover.
For $10,000, you can get there safely and be a little bit more less sick, but it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow. Anything else? Is there anything else you want to, like, leave with the class?
No.
Besides, y'all got to book your trips through Lauren. Yes. And she can do anybody, right? You don't have to be local.
No, you anybody. Don't have to be local. My clients are all over. We do a lot of custom trips. We do destination weddings, honeymoons, any like bucket list or celebratory trip. I'm working with your client, Wendy.
Which one?
Debbie? Or...
I gave your name to a few different people.
Yeah, she's so sweet. She wants to go. They are going to Spain for their daughter's graduation.
Yes.
It's not Debbie. What's her name?
No. Oh my God. Because she just messaged me.
Yeah.
Shoot. But yeah, they're doing a graduation trip. Monica.
Monica. Yes.
She's a
Monica.
Realtor here. She sold us our house. And then
so it was just like full circle women supporting women. Yes. I'm like, I love this.
Yes. She and Gaga is going to reach out to you too, which is Fisher's babysitter.
Oh my gosh.
She wants to reach out to you because they're planning a trip to somewhere, I think tropical. But no, Lauren, y'all, really, Lauren is great. Aww. And you really are very good at what you do because, like I said, just me, you planned the actual trip and just me getting us to a hotel is just a lot. And like I said earlier in the show, like it's hard because people assume that there's all these travel agent costs associated and really it's not. It is. And listen, even the fees that people pay for your time and energy, I'm sorry, it is absolutely worth paying that because of the, like you said, the logistics and
we know
the
you have 20 stuff. Tabs open trying to plan trip and it
lining it up for here. No,
we're
it's
here to
totally
save
worth
time, save you money and get it booked.
Yes.
Right?
No, it's absolutely worth the fees associated with all of it. But where can people find you?
Yeah. So I love to be on Instagram, The Travel Mechanic. And yeah, that's where I hang out. So definitely follow me there.
And then you have a website that'll take, so they can go to your website and inquire or whatever.
Yeah. You can read all about us, go on our website and book a call. All the calls are free. Hop on. We chat about travel, figure out where you should go, when you should go, what your budget is, all the good things. And then we just send you a quote and proposal and you literally pick one of those.
Perfect. Yeah. And I'll also like tag your stuff into the little link bio too. So that way y'all can find her easily. But well, happy 6-year anniversary to us.
So funny.
That is perfect. It was totally meant to be.
Yes.
And thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks, all right, guys. Have a good one.
Yes, thanks for listening. Bye.